I'm not going to let you get away at all tonight without asking you one thing, that when you guys were together as astronauts, did you ever talk about UFOs and life out there?
You know, we never did, and I think it, well, it was just politically incorrect to even raise the issue. And
did you want to?
Well, at that time, believe it or not, I was brainwashed.
You were brainwashed?
Yes, like so many Americans now. I didn't want to talk about it. It was not politically correct to do so. I had just gotten my PhD degree. In fact, after I quit the astronaut program, I went to Cornell and taught with Carl Sagan. I was assistant professor of astronomy. He was associate professor of astronomy. And, of course, Carl was probably the biggest naysayer about the whole UFO phenomenon. So I call those my agnostic years. I just refused to open my mind. It would have been too much of a threat to my career to acknowledge the UFO phenomenon. That happened later. And, boy, am I glad I did open myself up to that.
You're a believer now, aren't you?
Well, yes, because if you look at the evidence, it's just so overwhelming of sightings, of people that claim to have had contact, abductions. I can't deny the evidence. Not that I would, pin my whole life on all of this, because I think right now, the big question is, what are we humans going to do? The UFO phenomenon, to me and to John Mack and other investigators, I think is more like they're holding a mirror to us and for us to look at, well, do you guys want to survive? Do you want to get through this period? And that's a more important form of contact than the awe and wonder that one feels in exploring the universe.
Brian, do you ever have a silent government whistleblower pull you aside and go, hey, Brian, this is what's really going on here?
I've had a few encounters from time to time with government people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been unpleasant, and I've had those things happen, yes.
Have they threatened you?
Well,
this is getting juicy, Brian.
This is getting juicy. Yeah, one time I was, and I don't know whether I'm ready to tell the whole story yet.
Come on, there's only 10 million of us listening in.
Right, it's juicy, I know. Suffice it to say that there is obviously a black budget governmental force out there that doesn't want this information to come out. And my emphasis has been a little less on that, but more on, well, what is the scientific evidence and what can we do about it, especially as regards developing alternative energy, so we can end this nightmare of Middle Eastern oil and our dependence, our addiction to that, and our profligate energy wastage. I'm really now looking at that question.
Well, some of these big companies that are in the oil business could still make money on alternative energy. So I don't understand why they're not jumping in with both feet.
Well, I think first of all, it's what you would call the greed factor. There are those out there that want to optimize profits no matter what, and when you consider that approximately 80% of the world economy is either directly or indirectly related to how we use our energy. And when you consider that if most of that is fossil fuels, then those vested interests, which amount to trillions of dollars per year, they don't want to give up their power.
Not at all.